This week's episode is brought to you by Plated. You used to love cooking intimate dinners for that special someone. You'd spend hours leafing through recipe books and driving all over for the freshest ingredients. But between kids and career and commutes, those wonderful candlelit dinners have been replaced by boring, less than nutritious takeout or some gross frozen food that you have to stick in the microwave. Here's my advice. Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking but have zero time for shopping. Like me. Last week, I was supposed to go on a date with this guy, and I really liked him, but I was so tired from my day, but I still wanted to see him, so I was so happy that he could come over and I could make him a plated meal. I made vegetable hand rolls with avocado and sesame miso dressing, and they were so good and so fresh and super healthy, and we both really enjoyed our meal. We enjoyed our time together. It's really nice to cook with someone that you like, so it's so great and so easy that you should go to plated.com/lady and choose from these delicious chef design recipes with new selections every week to fit everyone's tastes. The culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner. If the recipe calls for a half a teaspoon of pepper, for example, it's included. Nothing is wasted. Everything is delivered at your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, veggies, spices, everything you need on the date that you choose. And if you're not home for delivery, don't worry. Your plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight the day it arrives. So to prepare these delicious chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less, go to plated.com/lady and get a free dinner for two with your first purchase. At plated.com/lady, you can get the delicious meal that I got to make for my special someone. So again, go to plated.com/lady and try it out for yourself. It's great.
Welcome to a new episode of Lady Lovin'. I'm so excited for today's show because it's all about health and wellness, which is everybody's favorite topic. Every week I get together with my two best friends, Greta and Jilly, and I guess you guys could say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello, everyone.
Nice
to hear you listening.
Nice to be included in the podcast. Today we have a very, very special guest. We have professional chef and lifestyle journalist Candace Kumai on the show, and she is also the author of Clean Green Eats, and it's an amazing, amazing cookbook. It came out June 23rd, and we're so excited to have her on the show. Oh, and also Clean Green Drinks, 100 plus cleansing green recipes,
and to renew and restore your body and mind.
Exactly.
And
she looks banging on the cover.
And in real life.
She's like so hot.
IRL, yeah. She's super hot.
In real life and on the cover of books, Candace is a 10.
Yes.
Oh, thanks.
Shout to you, a 10.
Tell the fellas that on like Man Lovin'.
Yeah, you are.
Did you know?
For sure.
Honestly.
You know, maybe we should have a new segment on the show when like we have a really hot, beautiful woman who comes on.
Yeah.
And if she's single, where we like try
to set her up.
We try to be matchmakers.
We could do that. Matchmakers.
I think the one problem with that is we have to know some eligible men.
Yeah.
I don't know if we know any.
We'll find them. We'll find them for Candace.
We'll
cast the big net.
We could be like real matchmakers and just go up to random handsome men on the street and be like, hi, I'm a matchmaker.
Yeah.
And
hey, maybe I'll pretend to be
smart,
a matchmaker to talk to.
That could
to
be
dudes.
Your Halloween.
Yeah, just like a fake matchmaker. Yeah. So I can just go up to hot guys like, hi, I'm a matchmaker and I'm looking for a potential client. She's 5'3", blonde, weighs 125 pounds on a good day.
On the weekend, she goes up to 130.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Sunday night is like not as great, like, but
exactly.
That's okay.
Whatever.
We're so excited to have you on the show, Candace. Candace was on season one of Top Chef, and she is just like amazing and stunning. So we're so excited. Today we're going to talk to her about her book and, you know, basically the reason that she created it and this healthy green lifestyle. So we're so excited for you to impart your knowledge on all of us.
Yay. Thank you for having me, you guys.
As
my mom would say,
what is it? I don't understand the podcast.
She says
Snap. What?
Yeah, she has no idea, but it's my pleasure. I think
the world of what you guys are doing. And I just love like this incredibly honest space that we have now with Instagram and Snapchat where we can actually share our lives with people and inspire others. And I love, you know, Lo, remember we met long time ago. So when I lived in LA, I taught Lo cooking classes when I was at Sur La Table, and I totally remembered her. She was so intuitive. She was so into everything. And it's inspiring. You know, you see each other years later, you're doing really well. Like, you keep each other inspired and, you know, you support each other, and that's a really important thing to me. So thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, we're so excited. It was
funny. Really excited.
We were flipping through the book before Candace got here, and I've been like looking it over for the past day or so, and I'm like, I know her. Like, yeah, I don't know
how, but I
know her. Like, her face, I know that face.
And she was your first cooking classes you took before you got into cooking school, which is very cool.
Yeah, so we made some tomato thing. I can't remember exactly what it was.
What it was either.
It was like a tomato like tartlet or something.
Really, what's a tartlet?
A tartlet's like a petite pie? Tart.
Yeah, like
a tiny tart.
So it's like a short, sexy person.
Yeah, you're like, we're tartlets.
A small, warm bite of
amazing.
Sexy.
Yeah, like I might have buttery, to use that now.
A little buttery, flaky crust with a nice filling, little tartlet.
A tartlet is like way nicer. Do you guys remember when Jersey Shore was on and Snooki used to call herself a meatball?
Yeah, she should be a tartlet.
Yeah, she was a tartlet.
I love Snooki though.
Me too.
So is a tartlet like a short, so curvy, juicy girl?
I know.
She like looks good.
She does.
Maybe.
Depends on what you
Or a tomato
in.
Dish. Either one.
You guys, I want to know how everyone's week is. I usually never say this part of the podcast.
Why?
So I'm really
Why
flipping
do you should?
Script.
You should. This is a great. This is a great thing for you, Greta. Take
I don't
the power.
Know. I'm going to take the reins.
Why don't you tell us about your week first too? You introduce this, and now you can start.
Okay, my week. Jesus. My week is fine, I think.
She My says, okay. looking at me with the most scared
yeah,
eyes in the
like,
world.
What did I do? She's oh, like, you know what I did? I didn't even tell you guys this.
Tell us.
My friend is starting a company in the bridal world.
Okay.
And earlier today, I had to go with her to a bunch of these showrooms around the city to pretend to be her maid of honor.
Oh, my God.
As she was trying on all of these dresses.
But wait, so she was pretending to be a bride in order to get access to the showrooms?
Like, because she needed an appointment. She needed to see how all these showrooms function. And it was really fun. And we were just making up all these, like, lavish. We were like, think Gatsby meets West Coast Beach Lantern Thai Moon Festival. And they were like, what?
They're like, we've got just the dress for you.
And then the woman would be like, well, since you know Lily so well, like, go and pick out a veil for her. So I would go and just like grab the most insane thing I could find.
That's pretty funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it was really funny. So that was cool. I had a good time doing that.
I've never tried on a wedding dress before. Have any of you?
I've tried on something white once.
I've worn a white dress that I could have gotten married in.
That's about it.
I've worn a bridesmaid dress 8 times.
Yeah.
So
the same
I'm
one?
Like a devout friend. No, that would be nasty.
Dang, like,
that would be crazy.
Bang for your buck, dude.
I do.
You would get
I
every penny
have,
out of
like,
it.
I have a lot of them saved. I'm like, what am I doing with these?
You never feel
know. Bad. No, I've never, ever,
I threw one
ever
away.
Reworn one.
Yeah. Don't feel bad.
I don't know what to do with them.
Donate it. There are actually so many bridal places now that do like donation shit.
That's true.
Yeah, you should donate it.
There's also organizations where you can donate your dress to like kid high school girls who are going to prom, and I'm sure some of those.
Yeah, take all of those
going to Carlsbad
definitely
on Saturday
work.
Or Sunday, doing that.
Do it.
That's
it's
a good
really
idea.
Worth
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
it's, great.
It's a nice way to that. Offload some
we
of your stuff.
Helping people.
All right, tell us about your week.
Mine.
Yeah,
I got my hair did.
Yeah, your hair looks great.
Oh, that's cool.
I didn't have enough time to blow it dry.
Was all of
or
my
to get it blown dry?
Was
so
all
I
of my blondness making you jealous?
Basically, Greta is rocking like the blondest, coolest hair I've seen in a really long time. It's like radiant.
We have a Khaleesi in
a
the
Khaleesi.
Building.
She yeah. is. What about you, Candace? Welcome to the show.
Thanks, girls.
Yeah, how's your week going?
So what is today? Tuesday, Wednesday, Tuesday, right?
It's any day.
It's any day.
Oh, sorry.
It could be Thursday.
Day.
It could be Friday.
It's a good day. Monday.
Today's good. I had a great meeting yesterday, which made me feel like I needed to really hone back in on my Japanese roots, which I hadn't felt in a long time.
That's so cool.
I'm enamored by Japan and Japanese culture.
So many. Are you a Japanophile?
I think I am a Japanophile.
It's okay.
I think
people have this thing for Japan. They like salivate for the food, the culture.
I'm a big. That's my favorite. So, Japanese food is my favorite food.
What do you love the best? If you had to pick one.
I mean, there's like getting traditional like omakase like sushi service to me is like so beautiful.
Wow, I can't believe you even know that word.
Oh, I'm telling omakase,
you guys are definitely
hello.
Okay. Well, a lot of people are like, excuse me, I don't know about any of that. And I don't know what this really sushi thing is.
Right. And I don't want to know.
And I'm not interested in that. I want to eat meat all day.
I am fascinated by Japanese eating traditions and eating culture. I think it's really beautiful. I love sake. I love the sake culture. I think it's so cool.
There's a great sake bar in the East Village where you can like sit in swings.
Which one?
It's swings? Very cool.
Decibel?
Yeah. I like that one a lot. It's dark. It's a good date spot.
Have you been there?
No, but if you guys
want. Are you a sake drinker?
Well, I am.
Are you a drinker?
And I would. Yeah. I mean, I definitely enjoy wine. I'll say that. I get, you know.
But you never know with clean green eating.
Totally.
You never know.
No. It's all about being real. I think that's the best thing in the world is because everybody wants to like go out and have a good time. But also you want to stay as clean as you can, I'd say, like 70% of the time is a really good gauge on life.
70%. All right.
Yeah. 70% seems attainable.
For sure.
Yeah. Jilly, how's your week? What's going on over here?
My week is going good. I possibly might get this cool web series that I'm working on going.
Oh, wow.
So that's making exciting. Some progress.
Everyone just is having all these good
weeks.
So
I'm having a great week.
I would say that mine is pretty mine has nothing to do with my future, more so just like a fun thing that I did.
Well, that's great, cool. Which is helpful for your future too. So have a nice memory.
Just aggregating material.
Yeah.
I dig that.
Yeah.
I dig that.
And experiences, you know.
For sure. All right. I want to talk about your book, Candace, which is so beautiful, by the way. If you guys are not familiar, Clean Green Eats came out on June 23rd, and it's Candace's new cookbook. And it just the photography, the imagery is so gorgeous.
Thank you. It looks like it's in that camera app Visco cam, like everything looks
so beautiful.
It looks so pretty.
And
the filters.
I just love that you are promoting this greener lifestyle. I love meat as a treat. I think that is so cute. And I just am interested to kind of hear your thoughts on how and why you adopted this lifestyle and how like the average Jill.
My name's Jilly, so.
The average, I get, you know.
So that's
I was
going
to say, like, the average Joe, but mostly
the average
like,
Jane.
Ladies would listen to us. So,
you
like,
could say
how,
the average Jilly. I'm
how
okay
could,
with
like,
that.
The average Jilly adopt this in a real way? Especially, we live in New York City, and it's really easy to just, like, order takeout. Even if it's, like, healthy takeout.
Yeah, or, like, grab a salad know? Or.
Yeah, just, like, adopting this lifestyle in a really real way can feel kind of daunting. And so.
Totally.
You know, like, how do you do this?
A lot of people get tripped up on the whole clean thing because they think it's, you know, it's a commitment. It's a whole life change. It's like, oh, my God, I cannot do that. But you can. And the good thing is now is that we have access to Whole Foods everywhere.
Right.
And I don't just mean the grocery store. I mean, like, whole, like, squash or pumpkin or, you know, we're staring
literal
at quinoa.
Literal Whole Foods.
Yes. So
Got
you
it.
Have a farmer's market that you can go to.
Yeah.
Your grocery store now has organic options. And even if you have conventional fruits and vegetables – if you have a thick peel, like, say, on an avocado or on, you know, a banana, you can buy conventional and you're still not necessarily getting a lot of pesticide residue in there, if that makes sense. So Evie Abeler, my chairman photographer, shot it with me.
Got it.
She's also, like, all about lady love. So we had a really great bond together. We shot about 80% of this book on a farm in Ohio. So I wanted to go to the produce instead of being really lame and be like, let's ship everything here.
In New York.
Yeah. Which is what we've done for years, which is fine. But I'm all about breaking the mold a little bit and doing my own thing and not listening to anybody because I'm not going to write a business plan because I don't want to. And I don't have time to do that. You know, it sounds ridiculous. And I'd say about 8 years ago, the William Morris agents were like, you know, this clean thing is great, but no one's going to do it because it's not easy and it's not attainable for anybody. Right. So why don't you just like write about dieting and all that like everybody else was? Skinny, thin, these were the key words right. Yeah. 8 years
right.
ago.
Yeah. And like now, skinny bitch.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Which is a great book.
Saying but, it's an yeah. excellent book.
Yeah. Wait, but I just don't like not... that term. Like, I don't like that use, that language. The fact that that at that time, that was the language that was like, okay, I feel like that's a huge shift now, too. I think for that sure. it's much becoming much more positive. Like, picking yeah. up a book called Skinny Bitch has such a negative undertone to it that I think it becomes. I think eating clean is very scary for a lot of people because I think it seems like really unattainable. It seems something that they can't do on their own. Yeah. And I think that having a book called Skinny Bitch like makes it very, sound just very like so much harder.
It just reminds me of Paris Hilton and I'm like,
Yeah.
You guys
not
know.
Not today. But in Skinny Bitch, wasn't a lot of it like...
Eat it was about
one
don't eat
going
meat.
Vegan.
Yeah. It's not about eating
it's
meat.
It's like eat one
Which
bean.
I think
and run.
That the not eating meat thing is good because I think that there's too many hormones in all of the meat that's everywhere in the U.S. right now. But I never read that book.
You know, I know Kim though, and she's like
too.
Lovely and really nice
say.
And really smart.
She's so smart.
Because... Is that the person that wrote the book?
Yes. Yeah.
She's okay. What is her name?
Yeah.
Kim Barnewin.
Okay.
And the thing is she's so smart. Like
so
you
smart.
Just said, that name is utilized as a marketing ploy.
Of course, it's a yeah. marketing
to
tool.
Pick up
but
the book. That's it.
But that's what I mean. At that time, that was what was working.
Yes.
And I think
right,
what's nice sure. is that there's yes. this shift now. In like clean green eats, and I like think about that title when I think about that book. I'm like, oh, okay, that sounds like friendly.
Well, it sounds yeah. you know? More about like there's more,
yeah,
yes. there's more care in that. You know what I mean? That comes from like
yes.
clean and for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
it feels like love.
There's
yeah.
a lot of love.
There
definitely.
Is a lot of love in this book. For
Nurturing
sure.
Is the new thing, and like we were just talking about, like. The word thin, like I was so after Top Chef, I was on a series called Cook Yourself Thin. And even now I'm like, that is such a dated word that I
yeah.
would not use. I actually think we love curves now. Mm-hmm. Like everybody wants to see like ass and boobs and all that
DNA.
Like, stuff. Definitely. Yeah. And you want to embrace it. Like men don't want to see wafy women anymore. They want to see that.
Yeah.
I also think women don't want to see wafy women right. anymore. And I think that's where like the bigger shift is coming from, you know? It's like once we all started being like, oh, like tits and ass can be hot and cool and like
right.
look good in clothes and be really sexy and like powerful and all of these things, then I think that's what changes the mind of men, you know? Because
yes.
once men see other women's being, you know, it's like a little chain reaction.
Yeah.
Very true.
You know, in some ways we have to like shake Kim Kardashian's hand because like, thanks girl for making all body shapes and sizes.
I agree on that.
Loved.
I think it's a whole bunch of, I mean, I do
I,
attribute
I,
them,
I agree,
it's a bunch of
like,
other, it's like all those women that are now like super
J-Lo,
Beyonce,
but J-Lo
Nicki Minaj.
Is still so thin,
but J-Lo has that ass.
Have
she
has
that
backside.
She has an ass, but she has a tiny waist. She doesn't have huge boobs.
To
either.
Me, J-Lo is the most beautiful woman.
She's
gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. But I just mean
the
she's
most
not
beautiful.
That curvy.
She's
like, you know,
so
she's
gorgeous.
Thin.
Just talking about J-Lo back at
I
my
would,
apartment. I was like, I love her. Curvy. My sister quotes her all the time, and she always says,
"I follow her on Instagram.
She's amazing."
She hot
works
as hell.
Hard too.
Yeah.
And she
yeah.
says you can't have it all.
She
and
doesn't drink alcohol.
For sure.
She's amazing. And for her to admit that we aren't perfect creatures and look at how hard she's worked. I think that's the thing that we're seeing now that we really like is like we both commended Kim for her efforts for getting a really great book out there.
Right.
What she was doing is just trying to get people to talk about veganism.
Yeah.
And that's key.
Yeah.
So
right.
I love how – but all of you guys are so in with it. So it's like we're trying to get to an audience where we have to penetrate through like a barrier of – dieting and
yeah.
starvation and cleansing
right.
and detoxing. It's
for
like
sure.
if you just eat real and you know, go out for your grilled cheese when you want. Like go get a burger at Minetta Tavern or like Back
right.
40. I don't care. I do that. And I also like drank wine all night and watched Sex and the City episode 1 on Sunday night or Monday. I can't even remember because I was hungover the next day. But I had a blast
yeah.
for sure.
that's, doing that. And
yeah,
it's,
that's
it's
real
very
talk.
Real. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think
that
– sorry. Go ahead, Julie.
I was going to say that the interesting thing about that is I feel like previously with like dieting and trying to eat healthier, there was all these like snacks that came out, like the 100 calorie
snacks.
Oh, my
snacks.
God. 100 calorie
kill
pack.
Me.
Oh, my God.
So yes.
Processed.
Yes.
So you'd be like, I remember in college when I was like, I think I like tried like Weight Watchers once online. And I was like, just because I wanted to know more about like calories and like that sort. And calories was like a lot of the focus. And like, basically it would be like, I would eat all these like vegetables, but then I would have like a 100-calorie snack and I would, and that would just be like a part of my day. But it's like, if I just kept to eating vegetables and like healthy foods instead of the snack, like it would have been so much better rather than being like, oh, I can eat 1500 calories today or 1300 calories. And like part of that's going to be like, you know, animal crackers.
Yeah.
You know, like, what I mean?
You kept eating the snack wells because you were like, yeah, well, this shit ain't going to stick. Yeah. So I'm going to have 20.
I even feel that way with like, yeah, some of like the gluten-free cookies or chips or crackers that are out there, where I feel like a lot of the times like I'll snack on that when it's like I should just be having vegetables, you know what I mean?
Right. And yeah, you don't even need to go just to veggies. Like we talk about in this book, we've got sweet potatoes, we have kabocha squash, we teach you how to make your own sweet potato fries, your own veggie burgers. We do pasta in here, we do pizza, we do all kinds of shakes and smoothies because I know people are obsessed with smoothies. I get it. They taste like milkshakes. They're really easy and they're full of nutrition and not like high on sugar.
You know, I've never been a smoothie. Yeah, I was about to say.
You don't? Or
no.
You?
We don't love smoothies.
We've never.
I don't know. Guys. Okay, the three I need of to us, hang like, out are, and we're teach big, you guys.
We love.
I mean, like, I think all of
so
us.
So good.
We're all I just prefer really, to eat my food just, instead of drinking it.
Yeah,
I was just about to say, we're all super. We're all super passionate about salad.
No, you know what I'm really into? I'm into quinoa.
No, I'm not.
I like quinoa with salad.
Yeah.
And I like brown rice with salad or like rice. I'm really into like grains lately.
Whole grains.
Yeah,
whole
I don't know why.
Salad.
But like as opposed to like breads or pasta, like I'd rather have like rice, I
it
guess.
It sounds like you got the clean eating bug. Like once you get it,
I kind
you
of
don't
have
really
it, but
back.
Then it's like sometimes I love french fries. So yeah, it's like I don't ever see a difference.
But that's also just being normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel in general like this clean eating movement, and it's a lifestyle. It's not a diet. It's not a fad. Right. You have to be informed or you have to seek out the information because, you know, like look at my plate, which is what the USDA, you know, tells us is like should be our nutritional standards. And they're telling us,
well,
you should eat more dairy. You should eat more
because that's how
grains.
They make money.
Absolutely. Of course, obviously.
Absolutely.
But I mean, for the majority of people who are not educated in what it means to eat clean, you know, you have a general sense like from the food pyramid from like 1999 of the way that you should be eating.
Yeah. More like 1970.
Well, I definitely
yeah.
think they should
just,
even
it's be
hard to access
so
this
dated.
Information. But like you said, or like Candace said to you, Jill, like you have the clean eating bug. And like once you have it and you start informing yourself,
yeah,
it's so easy to make the switch specifically from like processed refined flour to whole grains and to choosing fruits and vegetables as snacks over like goldfish crackers and shit.
For sure.
So, you right. know, once you become informed, it's like, oh, there's
well, then you've
got to
do it, which
here.
Is always the hardest part.
Right. So Candace, how do you actually do
yeah,
it?
Yeah. How do you do it, Candace?
So you've got to hang with the right people that want to encourage you to also eat this way. I feel like yeah. I am like the basically the broker for all my friends. Like they come to me, they text me all day about messages, which is fine. I mm-hmm. love it. They're like, is nutritional yeast the same thing as like regular yeast? I'm like, no,
no.
It's not. And that idiot at the grocery store needs to be, you know, like a girlfriend bought active yeast the other day. And she's like, he said it was the same thing. Like, it's not the same
it's not
thing.
The same thing.
Yeah. Active yeast and nutritional yeah. yeast are literally like opposites that hate each other.
I know. And well, he recommended it to her. So she was going to make this really dope. It's a cashew cheese lasagna roll with
I make cashew
spinach.
Cheese. It's so good.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I actually think it's better than dairy cheese.
I love it.
And
cashew
you
cheese
have
is delicious.
Nutritional yeast in it. Yeah. And a lot of people don't know what they are. They're little tiny flakes that you put on pasta or mm-hmm. pizza or making your cashew cheese. But once you educate yourself, so a lot of it is what Lo was saying was educating yourself about where your food comes from. Why is the USDA recommending that we eat dairy or meat? We don't need either. And if you read an incredible book called What to Eat by Marion Nestle, mm-hmm. it's an incredible book that talks about the lobbying behind things like dairy, meat, tuna, and sugar is in
sugar,
everything.
Sugar will yeah. kill you. Sugar's terrible.
It sure
the
will.
Worst thing.
And it's hidden under many different names
yeah.
too. So sucrose, fructose, anything in O's is sugar.
Yeah.
And corn syrup is a huge proponent in that game
because
of money. It's a lot of ease And the reason why we have all these products, food products that were shoved down our throats, was they were cheap, easy, convenient, and they had a very long shelf life. And they could sell them for a lot of
profit. I mean, preservatives in general.
So once you get the bug and you know how to make roasted kabocha squash for your snack, or say you want to just go down the street and get, you know, you could go get a green drink. You guys have like 10 smoothie places down the street. Make a homemade guacamole with your girls. There's a shashuka with eggs.
What is this kale fried rice that you have?
Oh, kale fried rice.
Here?
Well, I'm so age. I got to like do it up. So
I haven't read that recipe yet, but I just saw
it. I know you're
going to
love it.
And I was like, what do you call? I got to know.
I like that you call yourself age instead of Asian. You're like, I'm so age.
It's very white. So I'm half and half. So I'm a hapa.
So you're literally age. You're not Asian. You're
not the full word. You're half of the word.
Yeah.
Hey, I never even thought of it that way. But we always
but you
call
could be the full word if you want.
Here's what we totally.
I'm not telling
mom,
you who you are.
She's like, what is the age you are saying on the TV? I don't understand. George,
that's my dad.
Cute.
Yeah,
she's like, George, I need to know what age means.
I called the guy a douchebag on Top Chef 10 years ago, and my mom actually came to me and she goes, Candice, I don't know what the douchebag means.
Oh my god, that's so cute.
Amazing. So I actually had to tell her, I was like, oh my god, it just means you're an idiot.
Okay, yeah. How is being on Top Chef?
Well, the experience has changed for everyone, because think about first season versus last season. Like, right. I didn't even watch last season.
Is there
it's 11 like,
episodes?
Or 11 I don't watch it anymore, honestly.
Oh, episodes
but
or seasons?
Seasons, sorry. 11
Around
seasons?
Around 10 seasons have gone into production. Yeah, which is incredible.
This past weekend, I was actually at a wedding of a guy who was on Top Chef this past season.
Who was it?
Are you guys like, are all the Top Chefers like homies?
Yeah, do you have like a bunch of friends from there? Or was it like a violent set?
Right. Is it like
an angry set?
You know, like how Road Rules, Real Worlders are all like homies? Is it the same with Top Chef?
Oh my God. I heard the Bachelor, Bachelorette crew is like the worst.
I bet they are all homies too.
So we all have a talent behind what we do. And we're, for the most part, if you're really dope and you want to like roll with everybody together to help benefit, you know, charity especially, or say you get to together for a big event. I am like Richard Lee's now moved to my hometown in San Diego. So we talked yesterday because he has a new show coming out. So I supported his show. And, you know, Fabio Viviani, if I need to get reservations in wherever he's now, he's everywhere, Chicago, I'll just message him and he'll be like, no problem.
Yeah.
You know, Angelo Sosa has a son who's got a disability, and we all got together from different seasons and cooked, you know, a 5-course meal for charity.
That's
and
so nice.
Some people have big hearts and, you know, I'm not an a-hole, and some of them aren't a-holes, and we get together, and some you know, like whatevs. Do what you want.
Yeah.
And, you know what? The camera doesn't really lie.
For sure.
And if you want to be like that, I almost cannot imagine what's going on in your head.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, absolutely. I guess, you know, when Top Chef first started, though, you know, it was still kind of early in reality TV days.
Yeah, and it's been, I just looked it up. It's been on for 13 seasons.
Like, that's crazy. Oh, and what year was that?
So I'm 33, and I was 23 when we shot.
Wow, you were so young.
Yeah, I was a kid.
Were you the youngest on the show?
Yeah, because I graduated from college in 2004, and the next year I went to culinary school, and they pulled me out to shoot. What did you say, though?
Were you the youngest on the show?
Yeah,
you had to have been. By like a long shot.
I might still be. But arguably, so people tried to take me down because they're like, well, she's in culinary school. She does not belong here.
Right.
Whatever they said in their stupid interviews. And I was like, you guys are so lame. Why would you pick on – I would never – so I work with culinary students all the time.
Yeah.
I could not imagine – picking on them on national TV.
People suck.
Like, how lame.
I know, it's really fucking lame.
So they pulled you out of culinary school and were like, we want you to be on this TV show, and you were just,
where did
like,
you go?
Wait.
I went to the Cordon Bleu California School of Culinary Arts in Pasadena. So I just drove up because I was a fit model and a print model for a really long time in LA. I checked out
so
the
hot.
CAA.
Yeah.
So hot.
Thanks for the ego boost.
Yeah.
We'll have to play this for the agents.
Yeah.
So I checked out the CIA in New York, but it was so, Hyde Park is so far from
it's
the city.
So far.
I could not do that commute and still pay by modeling. Because my parents, my mom's like, we are going to pay for your college. We not pay for the culinary school. You can cook for your friends. You cannot cook for a living. And I was like, well, watch me.
There you go. She's watching now. Well, literally. Yeah,
she's right. literally right. watching. Why didn't you go to FCI? Because I went to FCI and I loved it.
You know what? It was, the program was really great, but I remember just getting this feeling that I had to keep my clients for fitting in LA. Right. So that's also where the beginning of the balance between health and wellness started.
Yeah. Right, because you were a model and you also love cooking.
Especially being a fit model, you have to stay that same size. Yes. I have a lot of friends that do that and they say it's just like a few that don't do it anymore because it's really hard because if your body changes the size, you lose all your clients because they think you're this one size and if it's crazy.
Yeah. It's all about like maintenance. Not
great for your mind.
And but the best part of this show is that what it can do if you're the right person, like Richard Blaze is a really good example, or even Harold Dieterle, who opened Perilla, who's from my season. People or Dale is doing really well.
I like
well
that
right
restaurant.
Now. He's great. Pork Slope?
No, the Perilla.
Perilla. Oh, Perilla. Yeah. Amazing food. I mean, we're talking like the best talent in the nation's show. But I know a couple of people who've gone on it who haven't excelled afterwards and they don't understand why. And I think that you have to find out why you're in this industry. Like I had this conversation with a girl today about how my job means something to me because I want to help others to improve their lives wholeheartedly. And I don't have any like means of wanting to be famous or on, you know, this show, that show. It just happens to be that I have a talent and I want to showcase it. So these shows are really awesome to showcase talent. Mm-hmm. But I think that afterwards, true talent shines after a duration of time has passed and you put forth a lot of hard work.
Well, because it's a test to your character at the end of the day. Like, you know, it's if you're someone that's going to be this like good person that can like stand out and prove the test of time, then it will work for you. And if you're not, then it won't.
Yeah.
That's why, like, you know, it's like when you're in high school and someone's a bully and like your mom is like, don't worry, they're gonna fucking be stupid when they're older, and you don't believe it when you're young, and then you're young and then you're older and you're like, yeah, that guy works at Red Robin and is a fucking asshole still, you know?
That's true.
And you're like, and I'm fucking crushing it in New York.
Oh, for sure. So going back to, I guess, like how you maintain that lifestyle, like do you have any tips that, you know, help you stay, you know, I guess 70% of the time eating this way,
especially as one person,
right?
Like, I find my difficult, like my things with keeping it up, like Jilly Lowe and I, before you came, we were like looking at, we were like, how do we make that like every, like tonight for my, for one? Because then Jilly and I always say, like, if I'm making it for one person and then I'm going to cook more than two, then I'm then I end up having no portion control because then you just, eat more of it.
That's normal. I do the same thing. I mean, I'm a single girl in the city too, and I made vegan mac and cheese like with butternut squash and pumpkin last night. And what I'll do is I'll force myself to put it aside and let it cool off and then just pack it up in your little containers.
Yeah.
The best ones to use now are usually like glass, but reusable stuff is awesome. So you can portion them out for the next day if you're cooking for a serves four.
Leftovers. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm just so bad. I'm such a nibbler. Like, if I know that I have something to nibble on in my kitchen, I'm such a nibbler. I love
to nibble. You have to say that you need it for lunch tomorrow.
Cookies that Candace brought.
Guys, I just want y'all to know that Candace brought us presents, and I'm so excited. Nobody's brought us presents before.
I'm going to eat one right. I'm going to take a bite of one right now.
They look so
pumpkin
beautiful.
Oatmeal chocolate chip, and they're gluten-free and dairy-free.
I'm not going to share them with you.
They're really great.
So while Greta munches on that, let's just go back to the book. What are sort of like the biggest takeaways from your book? How can people, if they're not already doing this, you know, take on the clean green lifestyle? And what are the most like important things that we should know?
Great question, because when people want to start clean eating, we call this the guidebook to clean eating.
Right.
So it's not just make this salad, make that roasted squash. It's a guidebook. So at the beginning, like you were saying, we go through grains, we go through legumes, beans, spices, herbs, and even that kind of herb is mentioned in the book, but only because of hemp seed. Yeah, we talk about hemp seed and how awesome it is. I mean, there are so many benefits that you can get from eating nuts and seeds that people overlook all the time.
But people also need to be really cautious about eating, like, people need, this is when it gets complicated, right? Because, like, nuts, for portion example. Portion control. Portion control.
Well, everything's portion control. Everything's
but
portion
also, control. You need to be cautious about what kind of nuts you consume. Like, it's not good to go and get, like, Planters, you know, yes. roasted salted peanuts.
Sugar.
Are you kidding me?
I would eat with oil and sugar and salt. And right, people so I think don't that know.
This
yeah.
is all goes into, like, the education. Yeah. So that's where it gets, like, blurred lines, right? Because if I'm this person that wants to be eating healthy, but I'm live, like, I don't know that much, but I do know that nuts are good for me. And I go and I buy a bag of, like, Planters roasted salted almonds that are fucking crack because I can eat that shit. Honestly, when I'm stoned, if you give me trail mix, I will have enough trail mix, like, left over in my mouth that I could go for a 90-mile hike and be fine. Like, that's how
you
much
go
I
on the trails for 90 days and,
like,
make
literally,
it.
Like, I will shred my like tongue on salty nuts because they're so fucking good. But they aren't the best thing for
totally
you.
Totally been there. It's okay to do that every now and then. My ex and I had a lot of fun. Like, I can't even get into it, but I love eating delicious food. That's why I got into this industry. But my job was to keep this palate going, but with real food. So to answer your question, Greta, if you go to the store and look at the bulk bins, more than likely they're going to show you what is in the food. There's all the ingredients. So if it says whole, raw, unsalted nuts, those are good. That means they're going to have the most nutrient content. You get the most bang for your buck out of the bulk bins. Mm-hmm. In Clean Green Eats, we talk about rolled oats. We talk about quinoa. We talk about brown rice. We talk about all the spices. Like, everything, including what to look for when purchasing, is in here. And the best, like, foods, you know, for detoxing, if you really want to.
And inflammation.
Just really only done through your liver. Right. And inflammation, anti-inflammation is key. There's, like, 7 different ways to make, you know, kale salads. There's bowls in here. There's homemade soups. You want to also keep yourself satiated when you're eating. So
yeah, definitely.
You make the meal for 4 when you're single, and then you save the other portion for later. And you give yourself a water or a tea or a seltzer with lime. I don't care what it is, an infused coconut water. And you let yourself feel full after you eat. And go do something else.
Right.
Go for a walk, watch a show,
take a
call
hot bath.
Friend. I love baths. Take
me too.
A bath.
Yeah. I always take a hot bath at night.
Call a girlfriend. So when I'm eating, I'll watch, like, you know, like Real Housewives of New York or something. And then I'll, like, kind of zone out and be like, oh, really, Luann? Like, you have the same feelings as me.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was about Phaedra yesterday.
I love Phaedra.
I was like, Phaedra really?
Parks, she's my girl.
I was like, you're just like me. Like, listening to
for
her.
For sure.
And you want to make sure that you also start living a life where you feel good about other things, not just food. Because a lot of us will go to food to feel good. Like, especially being a single
right. Well, being like an emotionally eating.
It also
I'm an emotional eater. I'm an emotional eater for sure. When I feel like when I'm happy, I eat normally. When I'm sad, I eat normally. What happens to me is when I'm feeling nervous, it's like a nervous fucking habit, and I will shove carbs down my throat.
Your trail mix.
Yeah, my trail mix.
For the 90-mile hike.
Yeah, if you guys ever see me, like, on the street, like, shoving any kind of, like, carb in my mouth, it's because I'm nervous about something, and I guess I'm nervous every day. So there's that.
That's oh my funny. Gosh. Yeah, I mean, it's an obtainable lifestyle now more than ever because we have access. So you can even call Fresh Direct and be like, yo, I need 20 avocados now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I buy lemons,
for sure.
Avocados, whole grains, oats, kapocha squash, apples, nuts, like whole nuts. None of that, like, roasted, salted stuff. I have staples that I keep in my pantry every week, and they keep me from derailing.
Right.
But the one thing
that's a really
love,
good tip.
It's great. It's great to have the staples around. So you don't, like, call, like, sure, I wanted, like, yesterday I wanted sushi, so I just got it. And
right. But sushi's like, meh. You know, in a realistic way, you're not going to have, like,
my
amazing sushi
is
rice.
My kale pesto that I make, like, every week.
I always have, like, a large bag of carrots in my fridge because if I ever, like, want to eat something and I'm not even hungry, but I'm just like, need something crunchy, I'm just like, I'm gonna have 5 carrots, and I don't even like carrots, and then I just get grossed out, and then I'm like, okay, I'm done.
That's good.
Very
that's like literally
method.
That's
so Jilly just eats so that she never wants to eat again. She's like, I'm gonna eat
no,
the one
like,
food
I'm
that
talking about in between
me.
Meals when you're not right. hungry
snack
you're just
food.
Like nervous eating or whatever exactly. I find that like having, like, crunchy vegetables is, like,
I love
the
a crunch.
For sure.
You know?
But I love the tip of having things that are always in in your house that are like just your healthy go-tos. I think like if you could look at your grocery list every week and like look at all of the crap processed food that you have on there and replace it entirely with the things that Candace was just talking about, you can just immediately see, just with those things alone, a huge difference, right?
Definitely.
What, it's about making the choice.
Yeah.
Right, right.
What are foods that you think people perceive as being necessarily healthy that you would have people like think twice about? Does that make sense?
I was gonna ask that question.
Remind reader.
Well, first and foremost,
junk food disguised as health food.
Yeah,
what are the worst offenders?
Yeah,
diet food. Like a lot of these juices that you find on the shelf are full of sugar,
so
like,
much
to the
sugar.
Point where I get angry if I'll turn the label around and see 23 grams. I am not going to buy that.
Yeah, that's psycho.
It's gross. It's like, why don't you just eat a bag of sugar? Because it's what you're doing.
Well,
there's
feel like
no nutrients in
that.
With the
juices that everyone's obsessed with now, it's like half of them aren't even that great for you.
They taste like a
why I don't eat
cesspool.
I don't have,
like, you know what I mean? They look disgusting, first of all, because it's been sitting there for God knows how long.
Right.
And you know what? The best thing to do is to invest in a Vitamix and get just yourself make your own making your own. Me too. I use it all the time, and I find it to be the most used product in my house.
But I think that so many people's argument would be, well, I don't have the time. Being like, well, I don't have the time to wake up in the morning and like make me a Vitamix.
Greta, and to everybody listening out there who says this,
I say it daily.
If you want to be banging when you're 50 and 60,
you gotta have the time. My grandma,
you make the time.
Right? My great grandma lived to be in her early 90s, and she had two juices a day. She would juice.
Oh,
she would make herself. She would make dandelion green and carrot juice.
Oh my God, so nice. I love her.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah, carrot ginger juice. Oh my God, fantastic! Like one of my favorite combinations to have. I believe that. Like, my grandma is in Japan, and she is 98 years old, my bachan. And she ate rice and umeboshi plums and fermented vegetables.
Fermented food is so good for
you.
Yes. Like, I have so much turmeric,
all the sauerkraut. The probiotics are so good for you.
For your tummy, your digestion, your complexion. Right. I mean, food is beauty. And if you eat shit food, then guess what you're going to look like?
Shit.
Totally.
Like poo-poo.
Okay, so the first one you had that we've gone over that, you know, masked as being good, but it's bad for you is juice. What are some other ones?
Okay, so there's a lot of companies out there that have prepackaged, like, vegan-y food.
Right. Oh,
and
yeah, all that shit.
The ingredients.
So, like, Amy's Organic frozen foods, what do you think about those?
Well, gross. I think I haven't made a frozen meal since I was, like, hitting up Kid Cuisine. When my mom would work on Friday nights.
Kid Cuisine was sick. You could get like those like rainbow brownie sprinkle things with like little like side of mac and cheese.
I've never even heard of like that.
I have no idea what
but you're
talking
about. Hold on.
My mom
that shit was
Fridays,
fucking banging.
And we love the Kid Cuisine.
And I loved how everything was in compartments in the blue tray. Hello.
Okay, so here's the thing is we are the byproduct of Generation Kid Cuisine, Generation Pop-Tarts. Yeah.
But for like Amy's Organic, going back to that, would you say?
Jill just wants
to get
know
some tips.
Like
so
the worst
so
you can eat.
Yeah, like Amy's, like so Amy's Organic, that's it. It's gluten-free. They say it's vegan. If you're, so you say that that's boring. Bad for you.
I mean, I would never, here's the best way to play this out because I have people approach me all the time about food products.
Right.
If I wouldn't recommend it to my best friend, would I tell other people to buy it? No.
Yeah. Like feed it to your kid.
No.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't. And that's my answer.
Okay.
I watch one of my best friends make baby food in a, you know, in a blender head.
Right.
That's just like an individual one.
Yeah.
And I watched her kid eat whole like blueberries. This is like 11-month-old child. It was the coolest thing in the world to watch us finally starting to eat what our body is supposed to eat.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you think about it this way, like Frankenfood or whatever you want to call it is a mishmash of like tons of different things. It's probably a better option than getting Kid Cuisine, which is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But it's not the best thing for you. Like there's a kale mushroom lasagna in here that you can make and freeze yourself.
And then have that.
It could sound archaic to some people or those people that are like, I don't have the time.
Yeah.
Like guess what? You better make the time.
Yeah.
Because the world is quickly changing and cooking is that resource that everybody can do to help reclaim their health. And I know I sound like a big geek when I say it, but
not at all. No.
It's so,
I mean, you are.
I love that we met teaching or that I was teaching cooking classes like 10 years ago.
Right.
I met Michelle Kwan, you, Courtney Ream from Veep. So many people used to come to my classes. And I'm telling you, I've been doing it for so long that now everything that the agents were like, this is not going to be cool in 10 years. I'm like,
and now it is.
Like, you so better watch.
But it's true. Yeah. I mean, that shift that I was just talking about from when we were kids, that's a huge thing that changed. And like, I mean, the diet fad is something that we look back on now and we're like, wow, I can't believe that all of these people were eating all this shit.
Yeah, for sure. I also think, like, all of those fucking snack packs that we were talking about earlier, like 150 calorie snack.
It's like, and like Wheat Thins. Like, remember that concept of like everything being whole wheat is like the best for you.
I would say
that to eat them all the time,
because
it kept saying fiber,
right? Like,
she just wanted more fiber.
And 99,
I guess, Triscuits and Wheat Thins.
99% of this shit is just like marketing jargon with weird words that they've put on packaging. And if you see that, just don't buy it. Just go to your farmer's market and like, buy some grapes, man. Like, that's it at the end of the day.
I guess going back to also the grocery store stuff, probably like the fiber.
Again,
no. I'm over the Amy's thing, but I want to give our listeners like a list of things they should look out for. And I guess it's like the juices. It's staying away from like the packaged food that says vegan. Would it be like packaging that says fiber, or, you know,
it's just packaging that it's packaging at all.
Like, you don't, like, Broccoli Rob doesn't have a label on it that says packed with vitamins A, C, K, fiber.
True.
And like crazy, amazing stuff. Like, I almost said a bad word and didn't want to. But I like getting people excited about vegetables because they don't tout that they're good for you. Like squash, like specifically kabocha, which is one of my favorite.
I love it.
I know. It's like, it's so delicious. Fancy. It's a beautiful, it's on the cover of Clean Green Eats. It's a green little pumpkin and it's full of vitamins A and beta carotene, which are really good for your complexion and your skin. And it's also full of fiber. So I make kabocha squash fries all the time. And I dip them in a sriracha sauce with just like a coconut yogurt or Greek yogurt.
Yum.
What you said earlier was key, though. Read sugar. That stuff is crack. And most of us are addicted to it because we grew up on Capri Sun, squeeze it. And my mom bought more Minute Maid than we ever needed. My head could explode from the Minute Maid that she had. Squeeze it. Fruit by the foot.
Exactly.
I can name them all.
Gushers.
Do you remember like Lucky Charms?
Yes.
With, like, tons
that's so
of
crazy.
Milk.
That's
my mom's
thing.
Like, okay, we are going to get the skim milk.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want the skim
milk.
Hold
on.
Mom, we're lactose intolerant. We're aged.
I was just talking about this too.
It's bad.
We used to eat Rice Krispie treats with milk, and my mom would sprinkle sugar on top of it.
Yum.
Like, sprinkle sugar on our fucking cereal.
I was never allowed to have sugar cereal.
Wow.
Rice Krispie treats wasn't a sugar cereal.
Not that the other cereal I was having was actually good.
Wait, what was the rule behind you not being able to have?
I don't know.
Sugar.
I couldn't watch TV during the weekend. I couldn't have sugar cereal.
Dr. Levin,
my father was very strict.
No, I was in a similar place.
I'm chill about it, though, because I'm pretty, like, hardworking together now, I guess. So thanks, Dad.
Like a champion.
You're the bomb.
You know, like, my dad still thinks that all bran is, like, really, really, really good for him. I don't know.
It makes you move, we'll say that. Those brand cereals.
He's 70, so
it makes your body move.
But those are, like,
I gotta love him.
Those are, like, rolled oats are good. And enriched with, like, all of this, like, fake fiber and shit.
Do you know that they take, like, whole bran, they strip the bran from the actual grain, and then they fortify, like, white bread.
With, like, weird fiber.
Yeah, it's like, dude, it was already there.
Yeah.
You have to research what you're eating. It will blow your mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just telling you, Michael Pollan's books, Marion Nestle's books. There's so many people out there who've, like, Mark Bittman, like, they're fighting the good fight. They've been putting this out there for years. It's about you re-educating yourself on what you're putting into your body and respecting yourself enough to at least look into it.
Yeah.
Like, there is a food movement happening right now, and more often than not, we're always going to go back to eating real again. And like we were saying, it is a lifestyle. It is not a trend or a diet.
Right.
It is totally real.
Absolutely. So I think let's do a quick sexploration. And since we're on the subject of clean eating, Jilly, we wanted to talk about the health benefits of fucking today.
Yeah, the health benefits of sexual intercourse would be a more proper way to say that.
Sorry.
So yeah, I guess that's what we're talking about today, guys. Interesting thing I read is it says that, like, having more sex is better for your immune system, and people that have more sex have fewer sick days.
Really? Why?
So I don't know.
I would
really like to ask everyone. Candace, do you have an answer to that? Oh my God, you guys are so cute. So you do get a nice hit of endorphins when you have sex, and you also are releasing chemicals that make your body feel really good. So about, you know, the immunity, that's it's one of the first times I've ever heard that. I know that if you have a healthy sex life, you're also a little bit more, like, you can burn a lot of calories, mm-hmm. and it's a really good calorie burner. Like, make your man go longer. That's the key, because the longer the duration of sex, and monogamous sex is key. Don't go around being a hoe. Like, I don't.
Unless you're comfortable
Christmas
with being
is
a
coming
hoe.
Up, guys.
No. If you're comfortable with being a hoe, be a hoe. If
don't
you're not,
hoe out.
If you're not,
girls,
don't.
I'm going to throw a ho-ho-ho party this
you
year.
You should.
I'm fine being
like
a hoe.
Like senior year of high school.
Yeah, do you want to come?
I'm fine being a hoe.
So wait, I think the sexual benefits, I guess, of that is it's just basically like another exercise. So you're exercising
like
more,
right.
Which I guess if you're exercising more, you're obviously healthier. So maybe that's what they mean by that.
Yeah, and you're a little more active, and you, like I was saying, it makes you feel good, you know? And
but,
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that when you're having sex, typically you're happier, and stress will really fuck up your immune system as a whole.
Sure.
I have an autoimmune disease, so I do so much, like, I do so much research on how, like, stress sets off. Stress is the biggest trigger for everything.
Yeah.
So typically if you're having a pretty good sex life, it means that you're pretty happy and the person's mm-hmm. probably making you happy and you're saying, like, having pleasure in your life.
Right.
And happiness lessens your stress, which lessens the probability of your immune system being compromised, which lessens your probability of getting sick.
Another
you're so
one,
smart,
another
Gina?
One on here is that it improves women's bladder control.
Really?
I guess you're like using muscles, tightening, loosening, Kegel.
Do you guys say Kegel exercises?
It says good sex is like a workout for your pelvic floor muscles. When you have an orgasm, it causes contractions in those muscles, which strengthens them. So we were right there.
Okay. Actually,
so I guess that makes
right
sense.
Now, since we just talked.
Oh yeah, me too.
another one is it lowers your blood pressure.
Yeah, exercises.
Happiness.
See that. Yeah.
Candace.
Release of endorphins.
Are there any foods that we need to know about?
Are there,
like,
sexy foods?
On? Everyone, like, thinks, like, oysters.
And champagne.
And champagne.
Like, is it avocado one or something?
Everyone says every food. But here's the bottom line is, okay, so you never want to overdo alcohol because that actually impedes a man's ability to get it up.
I think we all know that we never want to overdo alcohol.
Honestly, when I overdo alcohol,
enough nights
but
of
he
that.
Won't be able to go, you know, get super hard if he has more than two drinks. So we always tell men, like, keep it.
Damn,
keep
I'm
it
gonna
down.
Cut my people off. I'm gonna be like, listen, boo boo.
It's like
two
time,
drinks, you're cut
next
off.
Next time, listen here, softy.
Yeah, yeah.
Greta goes on a date with a guy. She's like, we're at a two drink maximum
we're at a
two tonight.
Two drink max tonight. So he's like, why? I'm like, I'm gonna need you to get a huge boner later. So whatever. If I don't like them, then I'll just push alcohol on them, and I'll be like, have more drinks, have more drinks,
and then he'll pass out on your couch.
Yeah,
but
there you
the
go.
Other foods
which
that
could
do
be worse
work are so when you eat foods full of zinc, so a lot of seafood has zinc in it, that helps with male sexual enhancement, like keeps him really sexually healthy and his sex drive up. And you know what really helps is working out. So when you work out, you actually perform better, you look better, you feel better. And people like to equate, you know, hot bodies or something that you think of and you're really attracted to. So if you really want to attract a mate, keep fit, eat really well, eat clean. Greens, like dark leafy greens, give you the most bang for your buck when it comes to nutrients. So you're going to keep very good circulation, which helps to keep things going, blood flowing. And also spicy foods are really great. They can turn you on a little bit. Like, some people like to be turned on with hot.
That is
like,
crazy to me.
So going on like an Indian food date.
No. If I have a spicy meal, I'm like, see ya.
Like,
I'm not going to see you later. Going home.
Your blood flowing. Yeah.
I have acid reflux and I'm going to puke later.
I'm
like,
no, do
like,
not.
Like, I need a Coca-Cola in my bed. Thanks.
I just meant add chili flakes to like a broccoli rob dish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I got a little too literal with that.
Guac.
I'm picturing like a Along Came Polly, where they're
like
sitting
chilies.
On the floor eating Indian food with their hands, and it's like, and then he like has a bathroom problem and like clogs her toilet.
So, so funny.
Okay.
Well, Candace, it was so wonderful having you on the show. Thanks, we wrap up every show with a little Lady Lovin'.
Yes.
And we thought in your honor, in honor of clean green eating.
It's a tongue twister. Clean green eat.
Yeah. Our Lady Lovin' this week is the First Lady Michelle Obama, because, you know, she has a fucking garden at the White House, and that
she's
really like,
she's been working so on helping the United States with their eating
food
plan for the past
fitness.
8 years.
Our eating problems.
The FLOTUS.
Yeah.
It's true.
Love her.
She's the best.
She's the best.
For sure.
So thank you, Michelle, for educating our youth about healthy food.
Absolutely.
Trying to keep those school systems clean.
Yeah. And thank you, Candace, so much for coming on
the
show.
Thank you, Candace.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Where can our listeners find you and get your beautiful new book?
Well, I'm on Insta, Twitter, all that good stuff on at Candice Kumai. It's CANDICKUM as in Mary, AI. And Clean Green Eats is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And my website is CandiceKumai.com.
Awesome.
I'm eating more cookies right now.
The cookies that she brought
us. Thank
you,
Candice.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
All right. Listeners,
peace out, y'all.
We'll see you next Monday. Bye.
Bye.